What's happening? Well, this weekend, you know we do this on a weekly basis, talking about what's happening according to the weekend city guide. Sarah Tincher, managing editor, Grand Rapids Magazine. Hot off the press you are. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hey, we just talked about Laugh Fest that kicks off with your festival director, so that's going to be a big deal.
Yes, that is a big deal. I had a feeling you've probably already talked about it. We've all seen it. I went to the movies the other night, and they had people set up at the theater handing out stuff. Yeah, Celebration Cinema North, so I know this is a huge deal. Everybody knows, but I just have to. I just have to start with Laugh Fest. So, starting out, I guess, I'll preface this by saying, if you're trying to see some sort of show this weekend, this is your weekend. There's all sorts of performances of all types going on throughout Grand Rapids and West Michigan in general, so you're in for a treat. And of course, like I said, I have to start with Laugh Fest. That's right, the 17th annual comedy festival we've all been waiting for finally starts today. So through next Sunday, the 18th, Laugh Fest will host local and nationally renowned comedians and improv stand-up comedy events and showcases all sorts of craziness going on. If you look at the schedule, it's a little overwhelming. There's so much. Panel discussions, family-friendly events, so much more. There really is. Plus, they've had that Funderwear run this Sunday. Are you doing that?
Well, I have to say yes, because Joanne kind of talked me into, I think it's a 0.6.
Okay.
And I'm used to running like 10 of those. But
I'm sure.
So maybe I'll run another race before and then hit this one in the afternoon.
Perfect. Done. It's a perfect add-on for avid runners like Shelley over here. But do you want to hear the best part? All proceeds from Laugh Fest benefit the programs offered through Gilda Club Grand Rapids. And I know you know that. Most of you know that, but it's really cool. So if you really needed another reason to go, that's a great one right there. A full schedule of events is available online at laughfestgr.org. And if you didn't catch it earlier this week, there are still plenty of opportunities to see Broadway Grand Rapids present The Bodyguard this weekend. Based on this smash hit film, The Bodyguard tells the love story of an R&B singer and the bodyguard hired to protect her from an unknown stalker. If you read, I think it's an award-winning play, and it's a big production, so it seems really great.
It was
really
awesome.
Great. I saw it. Oh, did you see it? Then she can vouch for it for sure. I mean, I should. Looks great. DeVos Performance Hall will host a handful of shows this weekend. I think it's two times a day almost. Through Sunday, starting with a 7:30 showing this evening and ending with a 6:30 show on Sunday. Find the performance schedule and purchase your tickets online at BroadwayGrandRapids.com. And American worship music duo The Brilliance will also be in Grand Rapids this weekend, performing at Calvin College's Chapel Sanctuary Friday night. And the concert starts at 8 p.m. tomorrow, and admission costs $15. If you would like to read more about the show, visit calvin.edu. And we've still got plenty of shows going on the Lakeshore. Don't worry, we're not forgetting you. In Holland, Hope College will present the latest installment of its Great Performance Series on Friday, featuring the Dr. Lonnie Smith Trio. Dr. Lonnie Smith, I believe. The performance starts at 7:30 tomorrow at the Miller Center in Holland. Admission costs $22 for adults and $16 for seniors and $6 for kids. To learn more about the show or the Great Performance Series, visit hope.edu. Or you can head over to Saugatuck on Friday night for the Saugatuck Center for the Arts presentation of Live from Laurel Canyon. Seems like a big one.
Yeah.
The celebration of the artists of California's Laurel Canyon. Live from Laurel Canyon is a multimedia journey featuring songs and stories of American folk rock. Show starts at 8 p.m. tomorrow at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. And it sounds like a production you won't want to miss, so be sure to visit sc4a.org for more information. And back to comedy. Emmy Award-winning comedian Louis Anderson, I always want to say Armstrong, Louis Anderson will perform at the Frauenthal Theater in Muskegon on Friday night. Doors open at 6:45 and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. And tickets range from about $30 to $50. Learn more about Louis Anderson or purchase your tickets online at frauenthal.org. And if you're more interested in getting ready for spring right now, I don't blame you. Who isn't ready for spring? I might have just a thing for you this weekend if you're a gardener. The West Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association will host March Garden Day this weekend, which will include educational presentations by gardening experts, lunch, a silent auction, and more. March Garden Day will go on from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday at the Grand Haven Community Center. And you can find more details about the event online, wmnla.com. And plus, I know I mentioned this last week, but I wanted to give you all a quick reminder that Beer Month GR will continue through March 15th.
Yeah.
Yes, it's huge, but it features a collaborative celebration with local breweries and restaurants offering dishes paired with beer or created with beer, plus other events. And you can find more details online at beermonthgr.com. And also, like I said, I've mentioned this last week, but the Grand Rapids Art Museum and UICA
yes.
are offering a reciprocal membership exchange through the month of March, which is really neat. I mean, if you're a member of one, you'll probably be interested in what the other has to offer. So you can find all the perks that come with that exchange at artmuseumgr.org and uicA.org.
Sarah Tincher, again, Weekend City Guide. Just a taste of what to do and where to go come the weekend. And that March edition is out from the cover. What do we find?
You can find, if you pick up the March issue of Grand Rapids Magazine, you'll first see a very beautiful home. And it's time to start gearing up for spring. Like I mentioned a little bit ago, I'm all ready for it, and a lot of people are. So this month, we talked to a few local home design experts to give you some fresh new ideas to let the sun shine into your homes. I'm clever there. If you've seen the cover, that was the headline, and we are trying to let the sun shine in. We're brightening up rooms and things like that to try to channel out, get rid of the cold and the dreariness, and bring in the warmth and the happy things that come along with spring. I'll go ahead and give you a few tips to get you started. First, bring in a pop of color, but not just any color. The color of the year for 2018 is ultraviolet. So try a purple throw pillow in the living room or a bowl of plums in the kitchen, even for some color. Yeah, also metallics are huge this year. Mix and match glimmers of gold, silver, and brass as an accent throughout the house. It brings in a little sparkle and, again, more brightness. And to bring in some extra light, throw a few mirrors on the wall and swap out your bulky winter bedding for something fresh and light. For more fun springy tips to freshen up your home, read the full article in our March issue.
Because you talked to the experts.
We sure did. We talked to Farrah Murray, and she's got, what, like 4 million followers on Instagram. So a lot of people listen to what she has to say. And, man, I have to say, I fell in love with her Instagram account. It's just so beautiful. It's great. So
cool.
The experts we talked to, they're all local, but they're all amazing. And that's even the best part, is they know what Grand Rapidians like in their homes. So it's perfect.
And what else, I guess,
and
in this
else?
Issue?
We've got another great feature that, and I know most of us have this as our New Year's resolution to get in shape and stuff, but for many of us, it takes a few months to actually kick in and start that routine. And we all know that sometimes the hardest part, not usually the hardest part, is just getting into that routine and getting started. So we found a place for anybody. There's classes all over the place and instructors and things like that in Grand Rapids to help people of all skill levels. So we picked out a few for you, whether you're trying to get in shape for summer or just lead a healthy lifestyle. If you're looking for a low intensity but want noticeable results, we found Pure Bar Grand Rapids and Alkaline. That's spelled L-I-G-N at the end, like the word align instead of the normal alkaline, offers classes that might be just what you need. And when you have kids, it definitely decreases your spare time. But even moms can get moving with Fit for Mom classes. And they've got classes for all stages, for, you know, every trimester of pregnancy to the stroller strides with the toddler. So they find a way to fit it in, because obviously that's a hard time to deal with, trying to get exercise and stuff when you've got little kids running around. And plus, we've got a few fun and different classes. And I know we've put a lot of these on grmag.com and stuff like that. We've got the jumping one, Jump GR. That's what it's called. I had to
Jump
think of
GR?
Name. Jump GR. So they've got these goofy, they're these crazy boots, and they bounce around, but it looks crazy intense. But if you're trying to get results, I think some of these are the way to do it. And then, of course, there's ways to enjoy the city while also getting exercise with, like, scenic running tours and stuff like that. Right. And so all kinds of ways. No matter what you're looking for, there's something for everybody. So we found, we broke it down by intensity or type of exercise, so you can find places around Grand Rapids, and we talk to the experts there to tell us where to start, what to do, and give some tips.
Find something that you like and you want to have fun with.
Absolutely, and stick to
yourself. Yep. All right. Thank you very much, Sarah Tincher. How do we find out more information one more time?
Of course, you can find us at grmag.com, plus Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks. See you next week.
Thank you.